right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. Today, I have a wild guest. So a lot of you people have asked me throughout the show, they say, hey, why do you always call Jasmine your girlfriend Vinny on the show? And the reason is because on my old show, History Hyenas with Giannis Pappas, we used to call Jasmine the Situation because she was into fitness. So that's why we called her the Situation. Just like Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore, she was into fitness. And that's why. And then when I started the Chrissy Chaos podcast, I said, you know what? I want to call Jasmine another member of the Jersey Shore. Let's think about it. We thought about, oh, should we do Snooki? Should we do J-Wa? I said, no. I said, what are the things that I like about Jasmine? I said, well, you know, I said, she's hot, she's tan, and she wants a house on Staten Island. So I said, the only person that fits that is Vinny Guadagnino. That's why we call it Vinny. And that's my guest today, Vinny Guadagnino, the Keto Guido.
What up?
Look at that, everybody.
What's up, everybody?
You, first of all, the fans were telling me, because for a long time, I kept saying I was going to get TT Jerry on, who is Jasmine, a.k.a. Vinny's transgender uncle, who's in prison for 25 years. They're like, you're never going to get TT Jerry on. And then, boom, we got TT. And then the next one was, you'll never get Vinny Guadagnino on. And I kept saying, one day I'm going to get Vinny Guadagnino on, one day. And then, boom, he's here in the flesh with dirty socks on.
Yep, in my living room. I'm flattered, though, that you call her that, because I didn't know if you were calling her Vinny just like another, like just the name Vinny or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe her name is Vincenza, but right. It's me.
Right.
It's me.
Literally, do you remember that day, Pimp, when we were sitting there thinking and we were like, who should it be? It was all live on the podcast, episode one. And we were like, you know what? I love Vinny the best.
I thought you were going to say like, she's like super sweet, down to earth. She's kind of smart.
Yes.
She's like crazy, but normal. Yeah. But you were just like, nope. Well, wants to live on Staten Island.
I said, tan. I said, what Jersey Shore member have I had sex with? And the answer is Vinny Guadagnino.
All right, but I'll accept that.
That's what it is. I said, I had sex with Jasmine. I've had sex with Vinny. This way nobody
we
can
go
get
way back.
What?
Dude, we go way back. You did my podcast when I had one like 8 years ago.
8,000 years ago, I did it. And then when we met, first of all, here's a little, I don't even know if you know this connection, that. Hey, what's up, everybody? Go to ChrisDComedy.com. We got stand-up dates coming out. We got Providence, Rhode Island, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We've just added dates. Dania Improv, Miami, Florida. Just added in September. Waukegan, Illinois. Foxwoods in Foxwoods, Connecticut, October 23rd. Zanies, Nashville. ChrisDComedy.com. Phoenix is coming up. West Palm Beach. We're going to put that on sale soon. And thank you so much. In 2000, whatever it was, 12, you were on the first season of Guy Code, MTV's Guy Code. And then you only did the one season. So they said, in the second season was starting, they were like, oh, we need to replace, you know, Vinny somehow. Mm-hmm. So they had like these like auditions at comedy clubs and, you know, kept trying people out. And they fell on me and they said, hey, we're going to try you out for just one episode. Just one episode. You're going to do one episode of Guy Code and that's it. And then I did the one episode. And then they were like, you know what? Okay, we'll give you a few more. And then I said, okay. But they were like, no more than five. So I said, whatever you want. I had no career at all.
Right,
I was doing pediatric physical therapy.
Were you even a comedian?
I was doing stand-up. That's it. But I was doing stand-up for like 2 years. So okay. I was like, no, I would show up to do Guy Code in khakis like an asshole. And they.
I remember I used to see you on the show. I thought you were like a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Because you were wearing like an Affliction shirt.
Well, because that's...
We want you to replace Vinny, so you have to wear an Affliction shirt.
So that's how we're connected, is because if it wasn't for you, if you want to stay doing that show, then I would have had no career and I would have killed myself off. I would have jumped off the Arizona Bridge already.
That would have been cool. We did Guy Codes, Girl Codes, and
did you do Guy Court?
I didn't do Guy Court.
Okay.
I actually did a pilot for Gay Code.
Nice.
But it never came out.
Interesting.
Get it?
Is that true though?
Yeah, it's true. Oh. It's all true.
Oh shit. But even furthermore than that, we became friends. You were doing stand up.
Yeah.
We'd come around and do stand up shows together.
Yeah.
We would talk all the time.
Did you ever do any of my shows when like the agents would book me for like Vinny and Friends?
No.
You didn't do it? Because I used to I was doing stand up a little bit just because Jersey Shore was off. I was doing like, I was heavily invested in improv.
Right.
I was doing UCB, classes, graduating. I was like
I remember that.
Feeling myself. So obviously like the little transition would be to stand up. And right. for who I was, I already had like a name. I wanted to like just transition and try to do stand up like a lot of people do. I thought that the stand up world would like hate on me heavily.
No.
And like be dicks like this reality star trying stand up. Couldn't have been nicer people in the world like you and supportive.
Sure.
I think maybe because you guys know how hard it is.
Sure.
And you're like, yo, if someone wants to fucking get up here and try this, like be my guest.
That's the thing. It's like the audience will judge you. Not me. You got the balls to go on there and do the show and do stand up. Go ahead, man. Because even the best of the best, cream of the crop, Jerry Seinfeld only gets 5 minutes to be Jerry Seinfeld on stage. And then you better be funny or the crowd will tell you, hey, this isn't for me.
It's not up to you to tell me. It's up to them.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because now obviously you go, you're the keto Guido. Have you eaten bread since 9/11?
Yes. I ate bread this weekend, actually.
You ate bread this weekend?
Yeah, I'm not always keto. I'm not always in ketosis.
But let me now, ask you, okay.
Can you explain this 9/11 thing? Because everybody sends me the 9/11. Like, all right, so they're like, Chris is talking about you on the podcast, in stand-up, like during an act. And I'm like, all right, cool. So now I see the clip and it's like Chris D 9/11 story. And I'm like, how am I tied into this?
You're my 9/11.
So I have to like go through the whole thing. Like, when do I come in? So can you explain to me? I figured it out, but I want
to
hear.
Okay. So let me explain that to you. If you want to look on YouTube, but if you just Google Chris DiStefano 9/11 story, it's on Chris D Comedy YouTube as well. But on 9/11, 2 years ago, I was down at the Comedy Cellar. And I had, you know, was drinking a little bit. I didn't really drink. And the comedians were going on stage before me. I was like third or fourth up on that show. They were going on and nobody was really having a good set. The crowd was tight. Comedians were kind of bombing because nobody was calling out the elephant in the room that we were doing comedy on 9/11 in the West Village, two train stops away from, you know. So it was like, you know, nobody was addressing anything like, ooh, don't talk about that. So I'm drinking vodka sodas, and then I just did a shot. I just did a shot, and I went up next. I said, you know, fuck this. So I go on. I take the mic out of the stand, and I just was honest. I was like, listen, it's 9/11.
Right.
You know, we can't deny that. I said, this is the one day a year I won't eat hummus. I'm not going to eat hummus. You know, and then people started laughing, and then I started going crazy, and then I started telling a story about my dad, about my real life when I got thrown out of high school for a day because I broke a chair over some kid's head on 9/11. It's all in the story. But I think in the middle, because again, I was legitimately for half of that, like I've watched it now, but I don't remember half of what I said because I was like this close to blacking out. I actually did black out that night.
Really?
Like I woke up the next-
Do you normally not drink on stage?
I'm not a drinker. No, I'm not a drinker. Like I drink here and there, but I'm not a guy. But that night I just went crazy and I blacked out. I woke up like in my bed, like what happened last night?
Holy shit.
And then I didn't know that I just made a viral stand-up clip that night. I had no idea. That's the only thing I've ever done in my career that's went viral.
Get the
and
fuck out
yeah,
of
yeah.
here.
As far as YouTube stand-up
knowing your other sets, was that like one of your best sets or just went viral?
I think what happened was is I had done a version of that story on my stand-up special, Comedy Central stand-up special, Size 38 Waist, but because it was so, had to be so polished and in a box because it's TV, I kind of would always do it. I would always do that bit like a bit in a box, but I was so unhinged and free drinking that I think it was like one of my better sets because I told parts of it that I didn't tell. I just was free with it. I didn't care who I was doing it for me. So ever since actually that clip went out, my whole stand-up and my whole podcast and my whole career, I realized like something flipped.
Get drunk.
Yeah, right. Get drunk. No, I do it for me now. I want the audience to laugh. Yeah. I used to do it for the audience. I want them to laugh and have a good night. And of course, I still do. But now I'm like, let me tell the jokes that are for me. And let me just, because then I think they'll respond better if I'm just being me and having fun. If I'm doing it for me and let them come to me as opposed to me doing it for them and let me come to them. I don't do that anymore. So that changed. But the keto Guido thing,
yeah, where I come in?
I was gonna say, I think somewhere in the clip I was like,
I just started the keto diet.
I think I just said I'm drinking vodka soda, the keto Guido or something. Like
Vinny told me I can drink it or something.
Yeah, something like that. Vinny Guido, the keto Guido. And I think I just like danced around. And I don't know why I even said that.
Right. I'm like, it made no sense.
I've never put it in a version of that 9/11 story since. I wasn't in my, I just, it was only for that night.
Wow. That's awesome that I made the clip, like the set that went viral.
Dude, the set that went viral, I made it. Now let me ask you. So, homeless pimp comes in with questions.
Yes. I wasn't like a big blackout guy.
Right.
Like, you know, my nights have been spotty here and there. There's only been like one night or two nights like in Vegas mm-hmm. that like I truly think back and like I don't remember, like, was that a dream? Mm-hmm. Like one night I was like at a club and the Chainsmokers were performing.
Right.
Because I did Chippendales in Vegas.
I was there, dude.
Front row.
I showed up.
Front row.
We're not even joking. I actually went to the show.
You went to the show?
Yes, I did, dude. I was at your show. Because I was doing the comedy cellar at the Rio. You did it at the Rio, right?
Yeah, but then did you actually come?
Yeah, I came to one of your shows.
Did I know?
I don't think so. I was sitting there in the back with a trench coat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I came, dude.
Oh, shit. I think literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like just every weekend is like a fucking huge artist that comes to Vegas. And like we all just party together. Mm-hmm. Vegas is a weird place.
Did you like the Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers are awesome. They're sick live. I was just with them on 4th of July, and they always like take shots and pull me on stage and shit. They're dope.
I got a friend who his wife went to high school with the Chainsmokers, and they've been like married for like years, beautiful couple, beautiful relationship, and he still like just can't find it in his will to ask if she ever like had sex with one of the Chainsmokers. And I'm like,
probably.
Dude, I would just think about that all fucking day.
They're handsome.
Yeah, I'd be like, did you? I think like on my deathbed, I would just ask. Like as I'm like just slowly dying, like, which one did you suck? Which one's cock did you suck?
Yeah. Probably the one that sings. He's cute.
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah. He's cute.
He's in shape. He sings. They're awesome.
I know.
But yeah, so just like one night, I think, after they DJ'd, I ended up at one of their after parties. And like, I still don't know to this day, like, if I was really there or it was a dream.
Right, because
I was blacked out.
Blacked out drunk.
Yeah.
But now, do you think, because the keto, all that keto stuff, it didn't come from like drinking so much. It just was like, do you just wake up one day and we're like, I'm not going to eat. I'm just going to go keto?
No. So what happened was I would do this thing where during the winter time, I would just eat like all my mom's pasta and chicken cutlets. Like my whole life I was doing that. And I wasn't really getting fat. Because I was
chubby,
like,
but still cute.
Well, no, I was like 21. Like my whole life I was like doing this. And then like if I had to just tone it up, I'd spend like 2 weeks in the gym and like I'd be good again for the summer. So I tried to do that up until like my mid-20s, and then that just stopped working. And
right.
I looked in the mirror one day, and I was like 200 pounds, 25% body fat. I have like before pictures where I was like, holy shit.
You felt disgusted with yourself.
Disgusted.
By the way, 200 pounds and 25% body fat for me right now would be a fucking dream. I mean, I would do anything.
You're taller, though.
I'd kill my father to get that.
You're taller, though. So being shorter, it made like a round, pudgy kind of thing.
Right.
It's on my Keto Guido Instagram page.
We'll post it right now.
Yeah, post it. So I was doing that, and I tried like every diet in the world. I used to try like juice cleanses and fucking counting your calories and being vegetarian, all that shit. And like nothing worked. And then like through podcasts, I would listen to actually this first guy, his name is Vinny Tortorich, and he was on Adam Carolla's show.
Okay.
And he was talking about just like eating like bacon and butter and steak. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I can get behind that.
And he was shredded, this guy.
I love the shredded. Like, and you know, tell me like, always talking about like the whole industry of food is being bullshit and saying that you can't eat steak and shit. Cause I was raised like you can't eat steak and bacon.
It's bad for your heart.
It's bad for you. Yeah. So I was like, all that's bullshit. So I'm like, let me look into this a little more. I started just cutting all the sugar and the carbs out myself. I dropped like so much weight right away. And then like, I'm like, oh shit, like I can keep going with this. Kept going with it. Kept going down the rabbit hole of like different podcasts.
Are rabbits keto? Can you eat rabbit on keto?
You can, but they're not that fatty.
What about hole? Can you eat hole on keto?
Booty hole? Ass is definitely...
I'm asking if you're hungry for hole, is that keto friendly?
Ass is definitely
okay.
Keto, yeah.
Okay.
So, I never heard it called hole. That's cool.
Chrissy Chaos.
No, but funny thing is that rabbit you can't eat because like, you know that show Alone on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, so if they only are depending on rabbit, they're going to die.
Really? What's the reason?
It's too lean. Your body needs fat to survive. That's why whenever people talk shit about eating fat, I'm like, fat is probably the healthiest thing that you can eat. Now, when you eat it in conjunction with like cheeseburgers and french fries and processed oils and beer, it's not good for you. But those motherfuckers in the woods, when they're trying to literally life or death, they need fat or they'll die.
Okay, so let's say
so the guy that kills the moose survives because he has fat. The ones that just living off of rabbits will die.
Will die. So let's say me and you are going out to dinner tonight. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the mood for I want to. Yeah, I'm in the mood for Hull. Obviously, I'm always in the mood for Hull. Shout out Joey Camasta.
definitely shout out.
Hungry for Hull, Joey Camasta.
Yeah. You're reminding me of what's on this couch right now.
Oh, yeah. Joey stayed here for a little bit. This is a comfy couch, and it's sticky.
Comfy.
Comfy. Joey should cook for us.
Okay, so it's a random night. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a random night. So we're going out to dinner. Let's say I'm like, you know what, Vin? I want to go to a diner. I want to feel like we're back in New York, and I want to go to a diner. What are you going to order?
So the best part about the keto thing, which made it the only thing that I can stick with, is because I'm always in diners. I'm always in random restaurants. Yeah. I'm traveling on the road. I can always make that work. If I go, so for to answer your question, I would get like a double bacon cheeseburger with avocado with no bun.
Okay.
So like I'm full. I'm satisfied. I'm having fun. I'm eating like the glutton next to me. That's
No bun, no fries. What about vegetables or anything like that?
Yeah, none of course. I mean, you can have vegetables.
You just get a side of veggies with it.
I don't even need that, though, because the real sustenance and satiating food comes from the burger, not the bun.
Got it.
So everyone else is eating fries and burgers and french fries. I'm eating like the... So I still, you're still getting your like food fix.
Right.
Like you don't feel like you're dieting.
The thing your body, the only thing your body ever needed was the two meat patties, the cheese, the bacon, and the avocado.
Exactly. But mentally, we want the bread because your brain wants that because it's like an addictive drug.
Right.
But it doesn't need that.
How long did it take you to break that? How long did it take for your brain to say, I don't need bread anymore?
I think it takes like 2 weeks to form a habit.
Right.
I think that's like a fact.
I think so, yeah.
It's like
I don't
a
know.
Book or something. So I think
this is
like,
not a factual show.
Yeah. You give yourself like a good couple weeks of doing it and then you start to like the key is when you make the shift is when you start to feel like shit when you do eat the bread.
Got it.
So like, you know, there's a shift where you're like, I don't want that because that's gonna make me not feel good. It usually happens in a couple weeks.
Well they said and there's also a thing called the keto flu. Yeah. So no, two questions. One, did you get that? Two, do you think there's people out there that thought that they had COVID-19 but they really had the keto flu?
That could be. Maybe the keto flu people were patient zero.
That's what I'm saying.
There is no keto flu.
Yeah,
it was all COVID.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Do you think that what really happened is Wuhan just started to go keto?
Yeah. Wuhan, is that like all bats are keto?
There you go.
You know?
Wow. So, see, Fauci. So Dr. Fauci is an enemy of the state.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Fauci works for the dairy and bread industry.
It's all
fucking
tied
scumbag.
It's all fucking tied in together because.
Here we go. Yes,
big
zoom
pharma,
in on his face.
Big pharma. Big Sugar are definitely in bed together.
Yes.
Dr. Fauci, the CDC. The CDC, if you look up what to eat, they literally will tell you to eat vegetable oil. Like shit that like corn oil and shit. That's like the worst shit for you.
You don't want to eat that.
No, like that's like made in like a fucking lab. Like, so would like my veins be okay with fried vegetable oil?
So what's your cholesterol and blood pressure right now? The lowest it's ever been?
It's like what it's always been.
Right.
Which is like not, when you take the blood test, it's not like over. It's not like good. Abnormally low. It's just like good.
So I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You're telling me if I started eating bacon cheeseburgers right now without the bun, my cholesterol and blood pressure will go down.
So that might not be true genetically. Your body is built different. So yeah. Like, I don't know if that's the reason, you know, you might have that shit for other reasons.
Right.
But I do think that once everyone, if they ate what you just said for a prolonged period of time and cut out all the other shit, I feel like your body goes back to like a status of where it's supposed to be.
Right.
All your levels go back to where they're supposed to be.
Right.
Not if you have genetically are prone to having high blood pressure or high cholesterol.
I love pancakes. Can I have pancakes on keto?
In my cookbook, there are like keto pancakes, but like it's like there's a lot of shit made from like almond flour. Like
that you can eat.
There are substitutes for all the food that you love. There's like I have like keto lasagna and shit. It's like made with zucchini.
And
you know?
Eat that? You eat all that?
I do, but like that stuff is more for when you just want your fix. Like I'm going fucking crazy. I want Italian food. Then like you fry up like the zucchini pasta and
so
stuff
when's
like
the
that.
Last time you've eaten like chicken parm with pasta like the regular way? Have you not done that in years?
No. I do that often, like a couple times a month. But what
majority is keto though.
Majority is keto. Majority is high fat, low carb. That's like my way of life.
What's up, everybody? It's CBB, Chrissy Barebottom. These shorts I'm wearing right now from Barebottom, some of the best, most comfortable shorts I've had. You got big plans this summer? You got a big, fat, thick cock you want people to see this summer? Because I know I want to see it. And the way I'm going to see it is through Barebottom shorts. I'm doing this ad on edibles. Barebottom's lineup of versatile everyday clothing for guys. It's for fucking guys! Yes, I love guys! It's for guys! Oh, the thing went off. It's for guys, and they're here, and they got your summer fucking shorts ready. Yeah, you get your fucking clothes from Barebottom. You scumbag, communist pig piece of shit. That's where you get your clothes from if you knew it was good for you. If you don't get your clothes from Barebottom, then I'm going to fuck you in your ass. I swear to Christ, I'll bang you in the ass and yell, "I'm Team DeSantis." If you don't get your clothes,
we're going to get some notes on this ad.
Are you barebacking while you're wearing Barebottom? Then you're in the fog, just like me, dude. Here's where I need you to go. I swear to God, people better start buying shit from Barebottom clothing.
Look how many reviews they have.
They got 10,000 five-star reviews. Go leave reviews on their shit and tell them we sent you, fucking losers. And tell them... Yo, Barebottom. No, seriously, their clothes are sick and legit. Yo, go to barebottomclothing.com. That's barebottomclothing.com. Put in the promo code CHAOS. That's B-E-A-R, like a bear and a hot, fat gay guy. Like the animal and the gay guys. Bottom-ass clothing. Oh, bear like the animal. Bottomclothing.com. Use the promo code CHAOS. Barebottomclothing.com. That's barebottomclothing.com. Use the promo code CHAOS for free shipping. Dude, this fucking meat. Piedmontese.com. 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 It's fucking steak is what it is. It's steak in bowls. It's steak, dude. And guess what? Me and Chaz Palminteri did a bit for their YouTube, for Piedmontese's YouTube, where we cooked the steak. We cooked the great quality meat. And then we were filming it for real. And then Chaz just kept yelling his wife to shut the fuck up.
And then I deleted the footage.
Chaz was fucking telling his wife to shut up because she was telling him how to cook the burger, and we put it all in the ad for the company, and then we lost the footage. Piedmontese, you got fucking nice meat. Why don't you bring it out here to West Hollywood? Prime grade tenderness with a fraction of the fat. And calories and saturated fat, so you fat fucks can eat meat from Piedmontese, you jelly donut pieces of shit. Healthy beef, unlike mine, which has HPV, healthy beef, similar in macronutrients compared to Atlantic salmon. Atlantic salmon. Your laptop died again. Oh my, no. Dude, your laptop died again in the middle of an ad read. Is the camera still on?
Yeah.
Yo, go to Piedmontese.com. Put in the promo code CHAOS. All right. So Piedmontese, remember, it's healthy beef, similar in macro proteins compared to Atlantic salmon and chicken breast and all other naturally extremely tender red meat. And you're going to get the 25% off discount if you use the promo code CHAOS exclusively at www.piedmontese.com or call 1-800-414-3487. Just live, just think like that. Like today I had avocado toast. That was stupid. Too high in carbs.
You could have just done away with the toast and added some eggs. That would have been my breakfast.
Okay, so what I actually did was, if I'm being honest with you, because I forgot Homeless Pimp has this on tape, is I actually had avocado and toast with poached eggs, which is not that bad. But then I ordered a side of pancakes with syrup. But they were multigrain.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't matter.
No.
But I didn't have milk or sugar in my coffee. Yeah.
See, what I would do if you wanted the pancakes, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to eat those pancakes on Sunday.
Okay.
I can survive until Sunday.
Right.
Like, I have that much willpower. You know right. what I mean? You don't.
No.
You're like, no. I need it right now. You know? That's how I used to be, though.
You used to be just
but
like
that. But I'm talking about the way to transition
right.
is to, because no one's ever going to be like, I'm keto. Like, people, you're going to fail if you try that. Like, I'm keto right now, never going to have sugar again. But if I'm saying that I can last till fucking Sunday. Sunday comes around, you have your pancakes, you're like, oh, all right, that was fun. Now I want to get back to feeling good.
Go back
good.
To thing.
Yeah.
So like, if you went to In-N-Out Burger today, you would get it in a lettuce wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you, or just eat it no
I
bun.
Don't look, I look at bread now like right. it's like a, like it's cupcakes, like it's pancakes. Like
you
it's,
just don't do it.
Like it's a treat that I would love to have. I know it's delicious, but I'm going to have that another
yeah.
time.
Like you go to In-N-Out, pancake, you go to In-N-Out Burger, yeah. and then you, if they give you the bun, we'll just drive, you throw the bun at a homeless person.
Yeah, and then they'll. But
they need it.
They'll
There's
eat
so
it,
many out there.
Exactly.
Let them eat it with the sauce.
There's plenty of those.
And then, okay, so that's interesting. So tonight, so let me ask you, like tonight, yeah. what are you going to have for dinner?
Hold, can I leave one second? Hold
on. Where are you going?
I'll be right back. No, I'm going to show you something.
Oh, you can show me the cookbook? Look at this. Look at that keto. Look at his ass. Zoom in on his ass. He doesn't have, dude, look at that. Wow, Vinny, an honesty man. I haven't seen Vin in a couple of years. He looks, well, first of all, it's interesting because since he's gone keto now, he you can't even tell he's Italian anymore. He kind of looks like a sexy terrorist.
This is the steak that I'm defrosting right now.
Okay.
So I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what do I want to have for dinner?
Oh.
Yeah, be careful. It's like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, so
we should put on a couple coasters.
It's oh, sorry. So it's Angus. I forgot that keto makes you gay.
Grass fed.
So I'm kidding.
Yeah, you need coasters when you're keto.
That's a lot of meat.
Am I back in frame? Okay, cool.
So it's Angus beef, 100% grass-fed, all-natural Angus beef from the butcher shop, Sprouts Farmers Market. Is there anything specific about that type of beef, this type of market?
No, I'm just saying that, like, I woke up this morning and I took out a piece of meat because, like, I had to, not this meat, I had to defrost it to plan what I was going to eat for dinner. So to eat for dinner tonight, I'm going to eat a ribeye with greens. So every night, it's like a different form of, like, meat. And greens. But the thing is that's a fatty piece of meat.
Right.
It's not a filet mignon. That's right. Bullshit. That might as well discard that shit. There's no fat on it. Remember,
you
I think
fat.
Remember I told you about the TV show Alone?
Yeah.
So you need the fat.
Yeah, that's filet mignon is rabbit.
Basically, yeah. It's
filet
just like a lean it's like a lean piece of meat.
So then what'd you have for breakfast though? Do you have eggs and vegetables and all that for breakfast?
Right now, so I also do something called intermittent fasting.
Sure.
So I don't really eat a lot during the day. If I eat something, I'll have like eggs and bacon, or I'll just drink like an iced coffee with a little bit of heavy cream. I'll drink an espresso.
But see, this is my question, Vin, is like, how did you get to this? Because you're a fat piece of shit Italian.
I am.
From the
That's
five,
why
from
I'm like
Brooklyn,
that.
Staten Island like I am. Like, I'm yeah. a fat scumbag, dirtbag. I want to just suck. I would suck sauce out of Satan's ass.
Yeah.
I just want sauce and pasta and cheese. And you're just so easily being like, oh, I'm going to do intermittent fasting. I eat meat. I eat one Native American a month because it's organic. And I'm like, what about pasta and bread and fucking knots? Dude, you don't need garlic knots anymore?
I think it's just like you have to make a decision. Like, what, like, do you want just like the taste of the food versus like how you look, how you feel? A lot of this shit comes from the way I look. So,
you look
like,
great.
I can't get that by eating knots.
It's just not going to happen anymore. Yeah.
It's not going to happen with a K. With a K. No, no.
Me
so,
and Vinny are. Vinny's the new host of the show.
The puns. So, no, like, it's just not going to happen. Like, that's the number one decision. If I had abs and I woke up, I was a genetic freak that just, like, had abs with eating pizza, like a lot of my friends, I probably wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
So, but I'm
happy. You don't need to use steroids like the situation.
He probably has used steroids in his life.
I mean,
I don't know if he still does, but.
I don't think he does anymore, but you don't have arms like that.
Exactly.
By the way, TT Jerry, Vinny. The real Vinny, well, this is the real Vinny, the fake Vinny, Jasmine, transgender uncle, T.T. Jerry, as you know from show, 25 years in prison, said if Mike's situation was in her prison, he would have taken that ass down.
Oh, really?
He said that for sure he would have eaten Mike's ass if he wanted that to get through prison. So if he ever, you know, just I'd like if you can relay that to him, she specifically said, tell him that for sure I would have got his ass eaten.
I'll tell him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell him. I don't know if he was gay for the stay. That's what they call
Speaking of gay for the say,
yeah.
There's a lot, because listen, I had my show come out last week, the Backyard Bar War show. I kissed a guy on the lips right on True TV.
Oh, sick.
You know me, I'm like, I'm Chrissy in the closet until my dad dies. That's mm-hmm. how I roll. You
get, shout out to Joey Camasta.
Shout out Joey Camasta. You get pretty gay with Paulie D
yeah.
on the show. So, like, what's that about? Like, if I gave you guys some ecstasy or, mm-hmm. you know, spiked your steak with, you know, a little bit of something, do you think you and Paulie could ever get into a relationship, or what do you think?
Well, we're actually bromitted. Mm-hmm. We got married in Vegas by Elvis on the show.
So you're in a gay marriage. That's actually true.
Well, we're bromitted.
What does that mean?
It's like a new thing that we kind of, like, invented.
Oh, so it's not like you're not legally married.
No, it's like if it's your bro and you want to get like bromitted to him.
Okay.
You know, it's just your way of saying like, you're my bro, I love you.
Right.
Like, let's get married. Like, I wore a veil and everything. But
I like that you were the woman, because I would be the woman in the
yeah,
marriage.
Yeah, of course. You got to be the woman.
Yeah, because, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think we're just like, we just always like fucked around like that. Like, not like that. But like, we fucked around like, you know, where we just like to say a bunch of gay things to each other and we're okay with it, and I don't care, like,
yeah,
who cares?
No, like, dude, you know, but that's the thing, like, as for me, like, TT Jerry has told me,
you came here to fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, dude, shit. That'd be sick.
This
dude,
is a
you imagine I held him down right now and fucking fully raped him. Pimp would just, he would zoom
this
in
is
and
a
out.
Porn.
Yeah. So no, because TT Jerry told me, because I was like, yo, do you think I'm gay? Like, you know, people always call me gay. And she was like, no, because you're so open.
Yes.
And so like crazy. But, you know, she's like, obviously, like, you know, with Jasmine, you know, my niece, and, you know, you hooked up with the girls before. She's like, you're so open and comfortable about acting gay, that's not what a straight guy in the closet would do.
No.
A straight guy in the closet would go the opposite and be like, I fucking hate gays.
Yes, those are the people that are gay.
Yeah, she's like, either you're embracing it or you're just fully out of the closet. So I would never look at, as a matter of fact, that's how it used to be. Like, when I was playing high school basketball, you know, it was kind of like, you know, when you got on the team, it's like, you need to do some gay shit. So like, we knew, like, I'd be like, let me see your dick. And if you were like, no, I'd be like, what are you, fucking gay? Yeah. Put your cock in my mouth. Exactly. That's how I know I can trust you.
You can suck dick comfortably, you're
dude,
not gay.
If I started blowing you right now,
yeah,
you
know
that, like,
no,
dude,
we're not gay. No.
I just needed heavy cream. You said it's keto.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Look, speaking of gay, Andrew Santino's calling me right now. Hold on. Andrew. Hold on. Baby, hold on. Don't say anything crazy. You're on the Chrissy Chaos podcast right now. My guest is Vinny Guadagnino, the Keto Guido. What do you have to say to him?
I love that dude, bro.
Big fan, dude.
Country, dude. I like that.
Jim Taylor, he's saying here, Vinny's saying he's a big fan of yours. Do you like him because he has red hair? What do you like about him, Vinny?
Oh, yeah, I like his red hair. I like he's funny.
Yes.
And he's like soft spoken.
He's soft. Yeah, well, because we're talking about being gay. We were just talking about being gay, how
gay.
Him and Paulie are gay, and I said that kind of me and you are gay. And
I don't know. Well, why do you say kind of? What's kind of? What do you mean? I think we're in or we're out. You know, you
gotta
don't
fully
put your
commit.
Legs in the hot tub. You just jump in. You might as well. You're going to get wet. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. We've had anal sex before, so.
100%.
But that makes you not gay. That makes you just really open about.
Yeah, yeah. Vinny's saying that makes us not gay. Yeah, and we also don't think Bobby's the right guy for you, and we're like looking to get Bob. Vinny said Bobby needs to go on keto soon, and he will die.
Hey, wait. This is really fun. Ask Vin if he'll be his health and wellness consultant. We'll have him on the podcast, because we did last week. We just shot a podcast about Bobby's weight problems, and it's getting really bad.
Yeah.
He went shopping, and they couldn't fit him in the pants because it was too round and not tall enough. It was really sad.
Yeah, well, he's a human dumpling. What do you think? Could they?
Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah, I live in L.A., so whenever you want to do that, I can come through. But if he listened to me, or if anybody, seriously, if anybody listened to me and, like, followed my guidelines, which, like, wouldn't be that hard, I can make anybody lose, like, 30 to 50 pounds.
Right. Right.
Like in 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm fully and I'm not a trainer. I'm not a doctor.
But
I can make somebody skinny in a month or two.
You can make somebody skinny, but let me ask you this, Vinny, real quick, and then I'll let Andrew go. Can you do it with, like, Chinese food? Because, like, do Asians do keto or no?
You can.
Bobby's
if you get, like, a little more creative, you can.
Yeah.
You're going to have challenges if you, like, go to your local takeout menu and shit. But you can.
Yeah. Yeah, he just asked that Bobby, like, gets COVID tested every single time. Because, obviously, the Asian community and all that stuff with their COVID.
I didn't ask that.
So we're just, is that okay?
Yeah. I think we're going to rename our show Takeout. We should have called it Takeout.
All right, baby. I love you so much. I'll see you in a few minutes. Okay, bye. Bye.
I actually do have a question.
Go ahead. Good question, Pimpy. Deep.
So I have...
Pimp has autism.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. I have, like, my mind is like a washing machine, like, to where I do get, like, obsessed with, like, my thinking. Like, I'm an overthinker.
Let me just ask you real quick. Was that the example you always use, or did you think a washing machine because we were just talking about Bobby Lee, who's Korean?
No comment. Nah, okay. Yeah, it's what I've always used.
Okay.
So I got like an overthinking mind and shit. So like I'm always like prone to having anxiety in like stressful circumstances. So it doesn't help going into the reality show.
Sure.
That's made to make you anxious.
Yeah.
Like it's designed to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And you mix me into it that again is like an overthinker and shit like that. So it definitely contributed to having more anxiety like when I'm in that scenario.
Did you think when you first auditioned for the Jersey Shore, did you think there's no, I'm not going to get this? Or like what happened the day you left the audition? Do you remember what you were thinking?
So funny you said that thing about your set going viral when you were drunk.
Yeah.
So like I'm the man when I'm drunk.
You're the man when you're not drunk.
Nah, it's debatable. To certain people, like if you know me, I am.
Yeah.
But to like a random person on the street, I'm a fucking wet mop, lame asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not me doing that on purpose.
Just
it's
your
just,
personality. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
you're anxious.
I'm introverted. No, I'm not anxious. Like it's the anxious scenarios, like the show. That's another misconception. Who the fuck is this?
Who is it?
Some like shade company.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm getting a shade upstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's the
I use blinds to go.
Is that a?
Oh, there's fun. No.
Yeah.
No, I
maybe
just
they will
to tell
now.
You, tell you that I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. No, another like misconception is that like people saw me on the show talking about anxiety, so I think they think I'm walking around in a constant state of anxiety, which I'm not. It's certain circumstances that will make that happen,
right?
Like a lack of sleep,
sure,
and you know, it starts with physical and then it turns into mental.
I bet you your diet has helped your mental health tremendously.
It does, because again, that's another physical thing that would contribute to having anxiety. So when you ask like why aren't you eating garlic knots, number one was for my physical and number two is for my mental,
right?
If I ate like that, I would probably put myself in like a 20% more position to be depressed.
Got it. See, because, you know, it's interesting you say that about anxiety. We do a segment here on the show, Anxiety Tuesday, and I do an Instagram thing about Anxiety Tuesday. I used to do it every week, and people associate me as well, you know, with anxiety. But the truth is, it's like, I don't have
Why
as
do
much,
they associate you with anxiety?
Because I always do this thing called Anxiety
Tuesday. But is it like you being funny? Or
I'm being funny and silly, but people will reach out and be like, yo, you have anxiety,
shit.
You're so wound up, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, it's like, when I look at like the older me that I used to have so much anxiety, I hate that person so much because there's like a, once I had my kids, it's like, there's like a narcissism that's associated with anxiety. Like everything's about me or I'm going to die or me. And it's like, I only have a finite amount of energy each day. I don't want to spend it on being an anxious person all the time. Like anybody I see with anxiety now, I know everyone's different, but I'm like, if there's a narcissism attached to it that you have to let go of, be like, yo, this world does not revolve around you. And when you have children, you realize like, yo, be nervous about something if you have a good ass reason to be nervous about something. So, and I think you're right. Food, I noticed, you know, like two nights ago, I ate fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken, not fried.
Grilled chicken makes it okay.
garlic knots. Tiramisu and a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And I woke up in the middle of the night at like 4:30, chest pounding. I miss my family. I'm out here for another week or two. Miss my family so much, like started to get like emotional about like my career choices and my life. And I know that that was nearly 100% because of the food I put in my body. Because it is like a drug, right? That's true. When people say bad food is like, it's like drugs.
Like a high and a low.
It's messing with your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
So, but for me, I was just talking about my friend Don DePetta today. Shout out Donnie D. About how I feel like so many times in my life, and I've gotten myself to where I thought my body looked good, my blood pressure, cholesterol was down, and I looked in the mirror and I said, you're not going to go back to this. You're not going to go back to your old way. And then a month later, I'm back to my old ways. And just having me now, I mean, dude, when we were out in LA in March, I was on my Fitness Pal every day working out every day. Now I haven't even thought of, I haven't done that in 3 weeks, and I've put on all the weight that I lost. It's right back on. Mm-hmm. And I feel as unhealthy as I did a year ago. Mm-hmm. So why, what can I do that to like stop that? Because you just did it. Hello Fresh, everybody. Hello fucking Fresh is one of those companies that I use. I use it. I love their food. Okay. They got all these different kinds of meals. I freaking cook, baby. I cook with HelloFresh. All the products taste good. I give them to my kids. I give it to my dog. I make stuff in the kitchen of HelloFresh. I leave it in the middle of the street and watch all the people who are starving come out and try to race for it like a new version of Hunger Games. And I film it and I put it on my YouTube. I'm just kidding. HelloFresh is a great company. I love HelloFresh. I really genuinely do. Truthfully, because what's good about HelloFresh is they're always sending you different kinds of meals and different kinds of variety of meals. They're always delivered on time. And I really had no idea how to cook until HelloFresh came into my life. And it's 28% cheaper than just grocery shopping. So do it. All right. So here's what you got to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/chaos14. That's HelloFresh.com/chaos14 and use the code chaos14. You're going to get 14 free meals plus free shipping. That's like insane. So you're going to get 14 free meals plus free shipping. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com. That's HelloFresh.com/chaos14 and use the promo code chaos14. Go eat that HelloFresh, America's number one meal plan kit thing. Guess what, baby? This podcast sponsored by BetterHelp. I just took edibles, okay? So I'm going to need to call BetterHelp because I never really have taken edibles that much, but I did them for my Patreon episode on my podcast that you're listening to, and I just feel like I'm going to need help.
This is on YouTube.
This is on YouTube. Yo, BetterHelp, you need to come help me. What BetterHelp is, it's you're a fucking nutbag like me. If you're going to go postal, dude, if you have any type of mental health issue, instead of taking a shit on the F train in New York City, go to BetterHelp, BETTERHELP.com. Go to BetterHelp.com. Take a look at all your therapists. Oh, yeah, yeah. Take a look at all the therapists that they got on there, all different types of, you know, people to talk to, whatever your mental illness is, they can talk. Even if you don't have a mental illness, you just want to talk to someone, you're looking for therapy out there, betterhelp.com, put in the promo code chaos, you're going to get 10% off your first month. So just put in CHAOS, you're going to get 10% off your first month. Go to betterhelp.com. It's the right thing to do. And ask them at betterhelp.com why your lips feel salty when you're on edibles.
You said slash and the code?
BetterHelp.com.
Did you?
I can't. / chaos. Okay. And then put in the promo code chaos.
You did. Okay.
I know. I think
I spaced out there.
No, I think I. BetterHelp.com/chaos, promo code chaos.
Yeah. I think it's like I needed to put parameters and rules around my life that would, that I can follow so that I follow through on this way of life.
Got it.
Okay. Because I. The same way you just mentioned MyFitnessPal and all that shit and people, why people get on diets is because everybody wants something that they can follow, that right. they can understand. That's like a rule, that's like boundaries or rules that are set in place
right.
to follow because you need that. Otherwise, you're going to fall off. You're like, yes. Fuck it, I'm going to eat the fettuccine and the whatever, yeah. the garlic knots. My rules are different than a 30-day cleanse or something like that. I have general rules that I implement into my overall life.
Right.
And I follow them every day.
Okay.
And those rules are also very easy to follow. They're very doable and they allow me to eat the food that I want, like good tasting food, like not like steamed asparagus with grilled
yeah.
chicken.
Yeah.
And be full and never be hungry.
But what are the rules?
Never hungry, dude.
What are the rules?
Isn't that amazing if you were never hungry?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta follow the rules. If you follow the rules, you wouldn't be hungry.
But what are the rules?
The rules are to intermittent fast. So pick a fasting window throughout the day.
How many hours?
Like 8 hours. But you can eat one meal a day, whatever you want. But like, let's just call it 8 hours, the minimum. Okay?
Okay.
So you pick that window. That's rule number one. All right? within that window, you have to eat a lot, and you have to eat like satiating food. You can't just eat like a bag of chips because 8 hours later, you're going to be fucking hungry.
Right.
Or you can't just eat a slice of pizza.
Right.
That's where the keto food comes in, because keto food, like that steak that I just showed you, or the eggs and the bacon and the heavy cream, that's going to fill me up during that 8 hours.
Right.
So filling fatty food.
Okay.
During the 8 hours. No sugar, no grains, no carbs. If you eat a little bit, like sometimes at night I eat like a piece of 88% dark chocolate just to give me like a little bit of a sweetness thing.
Yeah.
Like a little trip, whatever works for you.
A little piece though, not the whole bar.
You don't want more than that. It's 88% chocolate. It tastes like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're just doing it because it's like, oh, chocolate. Yeah. Anything at that point.
Right.
Whole would make, would fulfill
Seriously.
Your sweet tooth.
Whole's
at
keto.
That point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the 8 hours, that specific food. You will not be hungry for the other 16 yeah. hours of the day.
Real quick, You'll hold on. I just want to say, Just speaking of whole, just want you guys to go to chrisdcomedy.com. I got stand up dates coming all over. We just put Miami, the Dania Improv, on sale. October 23rd, the Fox Theater in Foxwoods, Connecticut. First show sold out. Second show we've added. Go get that. And then we got a bunch of other. We got West Palm Beach is going on sale soon. Phoenix going on sale. We got a whole bunch of shows. Philadelphia is almost all sold out, but we added some more seats. So go get the seats in Philly in August. ChrisDComedy.com. If you're hungry for Hall. Go ahead. Back to you.
Okay. So you following so far?
Yes.
Okay.
So the first rule is
pick your fasting window.
I'm going to say on my fasting window to be meaning when I can eat.
Yes.
I'm going to say noon to 8.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's fine.
That works.
I don't care if it was at any time. I don't care if it was midnight till 8. Was that 8 hours? 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You just reversed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that fits your lifestyle better.
Yeah.
But you're spending, the key is to, in the 24-hour day, spend that 16, 18 hours not eating.
Drinking water and black coffee.
Yes. But yeah. Now, people are going to be like, what? That's crazy. That's too many hours. Not if you're eating the right food within the 8 hours you're supposed to
you're
eat.
You're satiated.
That buys you the 16 hours.
Okay.
That steak I'm eating tonight will buy me the 16 hours off. I won't even be hungry till the next afternoon.
So that's rule number one.
Yeah, you have to eat a lot.
A lot in the intermittent.
Big fucking, and that's why I love this and it works for me because I'm making a little bit of a sacrifice, but I'm also gaining like a sick reward, which is like a huge meal.
Right.
Like that steak and vegetables, I'm going to eat a lot. My breakfasts are gangster. I got 4 eggs, bacon, avocado. Like I'm doing
no egg whites.
No, real eggs.
Is that because of the recent stuff like with white people? Like, why aren't you doing egg white? Because of the privilege?
Yeah, white privilege, don't eat egg
so
whites.
So that's why.
Egg whites in are
order
racist.
I was going to say, in order to stop the Asian hate, we bring back the yellow.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
In the eggs.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the rule so far.
That's rule number one we got.
No, the fasting.
Fasting is number one.
The fasting window. What you eat in the fasting window. That's
number
rule
two.
Number two. No sugar, no carbs, fatty, satiating food.
Okay.
Meat and greens.
Okay.
With the fat on it.
Yeah.
So you're satiated, right?
Right.
Another thing, too, is that outside of your fasting window is when I would like you to exercise.
Okay. In the 16 hours, I'm not eating.
In the 16 hours, you're not eating. You have plenty of time. Jump on the Peloton or a bike or
go
to the gym.
So if I'm
going to
do 12 to 8, go hit the gym at 10:30.
100%.
At 12 o'clock, have a protein shake. That's where I'm starting off. Or you don't even do protein shakes.
You could, but like
that's
you gotta be
bullshit.
Careful of protein shakes because a lot of them are just like smoothies.
Right.
If you go to like the gym and get a protein shake, there's gonna be so much sugar in
there. Is there a keto protein shake that you recommend, or do you do protein shakes at all?
Sometimes I tend not to, but you can kind of make one if you got like a zero sugar protein powder. It would probably not taste good because what makes protein shakes taste good is like bananas and like sugary peanut
butter.
You
can't eat bananas at all.
No.
Can you have almond butter?
Yes.
Not peanut butter.
You can eat peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The key is to like look at the label.
Can you just do it for me?
The key I'm doing it right now. The key is to look at the label and just eat the most quality ingredients you can. So like peanut butter should be made of peanuts.
That's it.
Almond butter should be made of almonds.
Right.
But they make it so hard to just navigate this that most of the peanut butter is like having Nutella.
Yeah.
Because there's so much sugar
in
it.
You go look in the back of a Skippy thing, there's 100 ingredients in it.
Yeah.
God.
And sugar. It's unnecessary just to taste good.
But still, even when listening to you say that, there still had to be, like when you looked in the mirror that day and thought that you were just a fat, you thought you looked like Danny DeVito,
yeah,
you But like, how did you stuck with it from that moment on? Like, something had to have snapped in you.
Yeah, I saw results.
You saw results almost instantly.
Well, not instantly, but like results within like a couple week time or whatever. Results are your biggest motivator.
Sure.
Because if you get results, you're like, oh shit, this is working. I want to see where I can take this next. Now you're getting more results. Now you're getting more, you know, and then you just feed into it.
Right.
Wait, I'm not done with the rules.
Okay.
Okay, so you got the window. Okay. Now, by the way, this is not how I started doing this. This is my opinion based on me personally doing this. What I recommend for the average person that really wants to fucking hook this up. I started just not eating sugar and carbs.
You just cut bread out.
Yeah, I wasn't fasting. Well, it's more than bread. It's everything in the labels. It's all sugar and right. pasta and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I was basically eating like salami and cheese.
Yeah, all day, every day. Yeah.
And I loved it because I'm Italian. I love salami
Can
and cheese.
Can you eat beef jerky?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Without sugar, but most of them have sugar in it.
Most of them have sugar. It has to say zero sugar.
Yeah.
So can you eat the egg white bites from Starbucks in the morning?
They have sugar. They have carbs in them because like it's like flour that they inject in them and shit. But like, you know, if I'm like on the road. Because by the way, I want to like, I'm not keto right now. That's a whole other.
What do you mean? Okay. So you're just a Guido?
I'm just a Guido, dude. That's a whole other. Like,
don't you just feel like we've been lied to for an hour? He's not keto right now, dude.
All right, let me clarify.
What is happening?
That's a whole other conversation, but basically, what is the word keto? The word keto is short for ketosis.
Okay.
Ketosis is when your body has absolutely no sugar in it.
Okay.
And you're switching your fuel source from glucose, sugar, to fat.
Okay.
And people do it not just to lose weight. People do it like, it's like a preferred diet for like people who are epileptic, who are having seizures, autistic.
Pimp.
Navy SEALs do it because it will give them like less seizures because it's a way you're switching energy sources in your body. So it's like you're running from like 87 and on the gas station to like premium.
Got it.
You know what I mean? That's why people do it for like performance.
Right.
Because it's like a different kind. There's less inflammation in your brain and your body, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what ketosis.
Gas prices are through the roof, by the way.
Yes.
Biden's fault.
That's what ketosis is.
Yes.
Egg whites. That's what ketosis is when you're doing that, right? So I might be in ketosis right now. I might not be. If I ate an onion yesterday, it would knock me out of ketosis. Where I am.
You can't have onions on keto?
There's sugar in it. It's glycemic. There's sugar in it. Yeah. So where I am
I have peppers?
I think peppers are glycemic. You'd have to. There's something called a glycemic index that shows like how much sugar is in shit. So my point is that I'm not always walking around in ketosis. I'm still the keto Guido because I'm always living a very low carb, low sugar, high fat way of life.
Yes.
But I might not be technically, scientifically in ketosis. If I did like a week straight of making sure there were like no onions, no tomatoes, and I don't live my life like that. I'm a human.
You've never lived your life like that, even from day one.
No, sometimes I do. Sometimes if I'm like, I need to get shredded, like if I'm doing Chippendales, I'm like fully in ketosis, keto, because I just don't want to fuck around.
Yeah.
And that works too.
Right.
But as a general rule, like the rules that I'm talking about right now, I wouldn't recommend like to people that like you have to be in ketosis and you have to like pee on strips and make sure that you're in ketosis to lose weight.
Right.
If you do the fasting and then the general low carb, high fat way of life.
If I just stopped eating desserts and literally just stopped eating bread, if I stopped eating pizza and burgers with the bun on it, I would begin to lose weight immediately.
You would, depending on what else you're eating, because the problem isn't that. It's the hidden sugars.
Right.
It's when you think that you're going to get like a salad from like the local New York salad place and they put the dressing on it and you just turned your salad into a dessert.
That's what happened.
Or if you're drinking orange juice in the morning.
Right.
Or if you have a fucking protein bar.
Loaded.
It might as well be like a Snickers bar. That's where you run into a lot of the problems.
Right. So you want to eat natural food. So would you be able to, is celery keto?
Yes.
Would you be
that's
able
just
to
like eating air.
Would you be able to send me a list of foods?
Keto Guido cookbook, dude.
Keto Guido cookbook.
There's a whole list. And like before, because a recipe is a recipe. Like you don't want to be bothered with that. But like the beginning of Keto Guido cookbook, I made sure I told them. I'm like, this has to be like a manual for people to follow. There's like a whole like grocery list, what to take away, what to add, and these general rules that I'm following, telling you about.
Right. So the Keto Guido cookbook, people can find that anywhere. Go do that. Is watermelon keto?
No.
You can't have watermelon. Because that's another thing with MyFitnessPal is I was concentrating very much on calories. I was like, 2,000 calories a day. And I was getting most of the days I was getting to the 2,000 calories or a little bit above, but I'd work out. But I wasn't losing weight. It's because I was probably still – calories is a like –
So
I don't know. Wasn't losing
weight.
I
do believe some real like keto like nutritionists and scientists don't believe in the whole calories in, calories out thing. They think that just going keto is like the way, and that you know, for example, like if you had the watermelon, it might like spike your hormones, and those hormones might like make you store extra fat that a keto
full of hormones
that
right
like
now.
A keto food wouldn't do. So I do believe in calories as well. So I mix the two of them together. And guess what you're doing by the 16 hours of not eating?
What?
You're eating less calories.
Got it. Yeah, look.
So
today,
in the moment, you think like, holy shit, this fucking steak. If you see my meals on the Keto Guido Instagram page, you're going to be like, how you lose weight? Like, bro, shredded. Because that might be, I might be only
can
eating.
Can we see it a little bit?
I might not be eating.
I tried, girls.
I'm only eating two meals a day. So if I have two meals a day that are pretty big, hefty, fatty meals, they're big, they're calorie dense, but that buys me not eating all those other. I'm still in a caloric deficit.
Got it.
And I'm exercising in those other
because
hours.
The calories are it's just not that many calories of what you're eating, even though it's dense.
Compared
like
to
this steak is how many calories?
Probably a lot. Probably 1,000.
It's
gonna be like my only meal.
Yeah,
that and my
breakfast.
You'll
still be under 2,000 calories for the day because that's all you're eating today.
Right.
You haven't eaten anything yet today.
No, I just had my...
The coffee with heavy cream?
Yeah, coffee with heavy cream, yeah.
And that's good enough.
There's like a couple calories, like 30 calories in that.
But you're not even hungry, to be honest. Like your
body's
trained.
No, because like yesterday I ate a lot. Again, another fatty meal. My body is trained like that.
Did you exercise today yet?
Yes, I did. I have a gym upstairs, but it's like a digital gym. I'll show you later.
Ooh.
Yeah, but there's another rule. Can I tell you another rule?
Yeah, tell me the other rule. And by the way, I just want to say real quick that many...
This is a boring podcast.
No, this is fantastic. I just want to say before the third rule that you have said at times like throughout this podcast that maybe you're not always in ketosis.
Yeah.
But you are always in ketosis.
Always in ketosis and always a Guido.
And always a Guido. You're always a cute Guido.
Yeah.
Ketosis. All right, go ahead.
That should be my podcast name, ketosis.
Ketosis. Yeah. Dude. Yes. Take it.
Okay, so the other rule is that I would, again, give myself... Depending on how you want to do it, the one cheat meal, right?
Okay.
Out on like a Sunday or whatever, or if you want to like spread it out throughout the week to do that too, if you can handle that. I like doing like the one cheat meal because that's where the what's the word I'm looking for? Like the normalcy and the human comes in. Because if someone just gives you like a fuck, you need to fuck around.
Right.
You need to fuck off the human.
You need
brain.
A goal to look forward to.
What are you
to?
Living for?
Yeah.
If we can't eat pizza.
Yeah.
If we can't have pancakes.
Like Sunday, I want to go have McDonald's. Do it once.
Do it for the one meal.
Yeah.
You know, it's still going to be nothing compared to if you're doing this for 2 months, those one meals spread
little
out
shit.
In between. It's like 20%, not even,
nothing.
Of your life.
It's zero.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying don't make the McDonald's every meal.
Yeah.
Not every single meal needs to be a
right.
fucking party
right.
and a festival. You
so,
know?
So you're saying you do, your rule is one cheat meal a week.
But you know what's fun? If that's what gets you there. Some people, it might be two meals at first. Some people, what happens to me is that my results get so good that I don't even want to cheat for 2 weeks straight.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh shit, like this is actually working. I don't want to fuck it up. And then sometimes like I do.
So you're saying too, it's okay to cheat on your diet. It's not okay to cheat on your spouse.
I'm not saying that.
Do you think me divorcing my wife would help me get into ketosis quicker?
Probably.
If I broke up with Vinny, would I be in ketosis quicker?